So slashed and torn.
David Bowie along with Freddie Mercury from Queen, Under Pressure, 105.7 CFW. The song that Vanilla Ice used under his song Ice Ice Baby, but he said that they weren't the same. They went to court and all kinds of stuff went on, and he eventually had to pay some money to David Bowie and Queen. So, you know, again, money. Follow the money, honey. Makes the world go round. Spike the K along with you. Coming up in... less than 15 minutes. You want to be able to survive the apocalypse? You're going to be able to, but it's going to cost you a lot of money. Details on the way. Right now, Stray Cats doing that strut. 105.7 CFW.
Black and orange stray cats sitting on a fence. Don't it pay the rent? I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air. Stray cat strut, I'm a
ladies' cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey,
man, that's that.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can. Cross my path.
like cat stone. Cat style.
'80s, '90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
Mode, Enjoy the Silence, 105.7 CFW. That's a no-no, though, if you're on the radio, because we don't like silence. We want to make sure that we fill up every possible second with some type of either verbal communication to you or audio musical, you know, that type of thing. Because otherwise, silence, it doesn't work for us. You know, it's just a radio thing here. Here's Pat Benatar now, Heartbreaker, 105.7 CFW. Benatar, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. Well, I don't know if you've made any provisions for, you know, doomsday, apocalypse, things like that. Maybe you've built yourself maybe you've got a underground bomb shelter. I don't know. I mean, people have done that, and people are doing that. But there's a company out there called Strategically Armored and Fortified Environments, or SAFE. SAFE, as they're known. They're building what they're calling a luxury doomsday bunker. This thing is going to cost about $300 million. It's called Aerie. It's designed for the ultra uber rich to ride out the apocalypse in style. They claim that this thing is going to feature AI-powered medical suites, gourmet dining, indoor pools, wellness programs. Now, if you're interested, there will only be 625 memberships available, and the low, low price of just $20 million per person. That's right. And if all goes according to plan, Aerie will be open in summer of 2026. And obviously, they're hoping that the apocalypse does not happen before that. So if you're interested, again, look them up. They are strategically armored and fortified environments. But again, you have to sign up for it. And if you're chosen, you better have that $20 million ready to pay.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
If your shingle roof needs replacement 10 years before it was supposed to, guess who you need to call?
Bjorkstrand.
Are you going to install another asphalt roof, hoping things will turn out differently?
Bjorkstrand.
Well, good luck with that.
Bjorkstrand.
Now you can have a metal roof and save a lot of money.
10%.
You'll get the roof you want at the best price of the year. Hey, this is the price that the employees pay. But this offer ends January 31st.
Bjorkstrand.
237-2678.
My husband and I love an exciting adventure, especially in a stylish SUV. The first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek is meant to be shown off with its all-terrain tires for rocky trails and snowy roads. Its tubular roof rack for hauling gear, and its rugged flair that stands out off-road. Adventure calls in the first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today. Intelligent all-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution. Always secure cargo. Heavy loading of the vehicle with cargo, especially on the roof, will affect the handling and stability of the vehicle.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CFW.
You shouldn't have to sell your
Fresh Tears for Fears and Shout 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you on this, the 23rd of January. It's National Handwriting Day today. It's National Pie Day. You got a favorite? I love cherry pie, and I really like apple pie as well. It's kind of a toss-up between those two. Probably would lean a little bit more towards cherry than the apple, but, you know, either one, if they're there, that's good. And National Security Technicians Day today. So, I'm not exactly sure. I don't know. Give your security tech a big thumbs up and a thumbs emoji. I don't know. I guess that's what you would do as you celebrate the day today. Hope it's going to be a great Thursday, no matter what you're up to today. Here's Scandal now and The Warrior, 105.7 CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
Daryl Hall, John Oates together. I can't go for that. And 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. Always trying to help you out, my friend, any way that I can. I came across a list, the top five most commonly used PIN numbers. And if you've got some type of bank card or credit card, there's a really good chance you have a PIN number. If you have any one of these numbers, these PIN numbers, you're going to want to probably change it, okay? Because these are easy for hackers to get in. I'll get that to you in about 6 minutes.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
We'll be right back.
Hold the Line. That is one of the greatest songs to play air guitar, air keyboards, air drums to than just about any other song that's out there. Next time you hear it, just give it a go. I'm telling you, you are a air rock star when you play along with that song. All right, this can definitely help you out if you have one of these PIN numbers for a bank card or debit card, things like that. You're going to want to change it. Data Genetics, a data analyst and consulting firm, compiled a list, and these are the five most commonly used PIN numbers that are therefore the easiest for hackers to guess and to get into. So again, if you have any of these, do not use them. These are the four-number PIN numbers, you know, that you might use for your bank card. Okay, so they are as follows. 1234. If you've got that, get rid of it. 1111. Is it? Do people use these? Okay, no offense, but if you're using these, get rid of them. 0000, 1212, or 7777. Those are the top five four-numbered PIN numbers that are out there. Don't use them. Hackers, those are the first ones they say that hackers will try. So if you've got any of those, make sure you change them. I am so glad that 2025 was not on there because, oh, shoot. Now I got to change my PIN number.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Today is 105.7 CFW Big Deal of the Day. Christensen Florist and Greenhouses. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, show that special someone how much they mean to you with fresh flowers straight from the heart. With over a century of serving the community, let Christensen bring your love to life one petal at a time. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $50 gift certificates for just $25. Today only at 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. During his State of the State address on Wednesday night, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced new emergency rules to protect residents from lead poisoning. The newly enacted emergency rules lower the definition of lead poisoning to 3.5 micrograms per deciliter, clearing the way for more aggressive action to cut down on potential sources of lead poisoning. Lead poisoning has many documented negative health effects, especially for children whose brain, kidneys, nervous system, and blood can suffer significant damage. A new proposal with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin State Legislature would make all gun safes exempt from the state's sales tax. Lawmakers say they're hoping the legislation will encourage more residents who own firearms to keep them stored securely in their homes, reducing the risk of accidental injury or that children will be able to gain access to the firearms. The legislation comes as Governor Tony Evers announces plans to include comprehensive gun safety measures in his biennial budget proposal that will be released in February. A cable man accused of assaulting a law enforcement officer during an OWI investigation has entered not guilty pleas in Barron County Circuit Court. According to court documents, 19-year-old Alexander Wright was charged with felony battery to a law enforcement officer and two counts of felony bail jumping. Wright was the passenger in the vehicle pulled over on December 1st and allegedly became combative as an officer conducted a field sobriety test of the driver. He's facing up to 6 years in prison if convicted on the battery charge. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office has received grant funding for the purchase of new equipment. According to Sheriff Travis Hakes, the county received over $15,000 through the Badger State Sheriff's Association to purchase less-than-lethal equipment. The grant funding is meant for things like drones, ballistic shields and vests, or programs featuring canines or robotic devices. Sheriff Hakes says the county is considering the purchase of new tasers with the funding, saying their current tasers are the oldest models available. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
We are going to put a tiny little pause on that warm-up that started yesterday. Today, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high right around 9 above. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping to 5 below. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high to 20. We're back to 28 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero. CFW.
Yeah.
Billy Joel, you had to be a big shot, didn't you? We've all known somebody like that. We all may have been that at one time or another. I'm not sure. I am not speaking from experience in any way, shape, or form. It's Mike McKay along with you as we roll through this Thursday morning together. Here's you two in Mysterious Ways.
Yeah.
CFW.
Thank you.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.